This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. 2020 was undoubtedly a tumultuous year for most industries. But here in Milwaukee, commercial real estate projects kept chugging along. Although the COVID-19 pandemic delayed some developments, construction continued, with many anticipated to open or break ground in the coming months. As always, journalist Tom Dakin has been keeping an eye on all of it. He joins me now to talk about this last year in Milwaukee commercial real estate. Tom, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me, Joy.
How would you summarize 2020 in commercial real estate?
Well, I guess I would summarize it by saying that much of what happened was surprisingly not greatly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of how it affects development of new buildings. Existing businesses, restaurants and hotels in particular, have been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know that nationwide. But in terms of affecting the development of, say, new hotels, it didn't have an immediate effect, mainly because the new hotels that opened in Milwaukee and the Milwaukee area in 2020 were all well under construction before the pandemic hit. So if you're 70%, 80% done, you're not going to stop building. You're going to keep going. Now, of course, they're going to have a rough first year or so because they opened amid the pandemic, but it didn't prevent them from actually opening and being completed.
As you mentioned, there was a lot of stuff that was under construction and set to open in 2020. There were a lot of hotels that people had talked about in light of the DNC, which of course didn't happen here in the same way. And there were other really big projects that in some ways were going to and continue to remake the face of downtown. What are some of those projects that really stand out to you as being notable in 2020?
Right. Well, I think the single biggest one would be the Wisconsin Center expansion. Now, this is our downtown convention center. The plans to expand it were being finalized literally right as the pandemic was hitting. So in April, it got final approval from the Wisconsin Center District Board, and a $420 million convention center expansion is going to occur starting sometime probably in late 2021, later this year, and it is to be completed by roughly spring of 2024. And that will double the space at the convention center. It'll add over 100,000 square feet to the main exhibit hall, and it'll also create a second ballroom with an outdoor terrace, which basically gives the convention center the ability to host two major events at the same time. So that's a big one.
It's huge news for the city. Of course, it didn't actually start in 2020, but it was confirmed in 2020. It's set to move forward this year. There were a couple projects, though, that did go through 2020 that were worked on throughout the year that are also in about the same area.
Yeah, these are all on the west side of downtown, the people call it the Westtown neighborhood. One would be the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra's new performance hall called the Bradley Symphony Center. And this is an $89 million project. This was the conversion of a beautiful former Warner Grand Theater and an adjacent 12-story office building into the new concert hall and administrative offices. That project did proceed. It was well underway when the pandemic hit. The symphony had hoped to have it done to begin its new series this past fall of 2020. Of course, because of the pandemic, MSO and all the other performing arts groups have been forced to not go forward with their normal schedules. And the Bradley Symphony Center, I believe, was to open this month. Now, I think that might be delayed another week or two. So if not in January, certainly probably by early February. And what MSO will do is they will have, I believe, virtual concerts, that they'll have their musicians on stage. And if you're a subscriber or if you just want to buy a ticket to a concert, you can watch via the internet. But that, again, is a major project for the west side of downtown. I would add that the former Warner Grand Theater, which was kept in great shape by its former owner, Marcus Corporation, closed in, gosh, 1995, I want to say. So this is a big deal. You're taking a major building that's been vacant for 20, 25 years, and you're bringing a lot of new life to it and the surrounding neighborhood.
Well, and just a, I'm not even sure if it's a block away, maybe half a block away, we have another building that had a lot of vacancy, that had a lot of issues over the past couple decades, certainly. And it's now been transformed into the Avenue. How has that project gone?
Yes, the Avenue, the former Grand Avenue Mall. Well, it's been proceeding pretty well. A lot of the work in creating the Avenue occurred before the pandemic. You had a portion of it, the old Plankinton Arcade portion of it, converted into 52 apartments. Those opened a while ago. And then the attention focused on sort of the newer portion of the Avenue. And in part of that, there were offices created on the upper floors, and about a year ago, Grafe USA, a planning and engineering firm, moved its headquarters into those upper floors. Now, of course, as of March, Grafe, like a lot of, or I would probably say most employers that use office space, shifted their staff to remote locations. But nonetheless, you still have that office portion that's been largely filled up. The final really big component to the Avenue is the food hall, which is known as Third Street Market Hall. And that has had some delays. The construction was underway when the pandemic hit. It was delayed. It resumed, I believe it was August of 2020. And the Third Street Market Hall is now looking at an opening this May. This is all, of course, pending the pandemic. I mean, depending on how you can bring people in safely. And of course, there are restaurants operating at greatly reduced capacity in the city of Milwaukee. So maybe that's an option for them. But that is, again, another project. I mean, in total, the Avenue is about a $70, $72 million project. And that's another one that's gone forward despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
Maybe one of the biggest stories of commercial real estate this year, which has been a, it seems like it's been a big story for maybe a decade, is the Couture.
Yes, this goes back a ways. I was a younger reporter when I first started covering this. I mean, I was still old, but I was younger. It ran into a lot of delays. I mean, some of those were related to the legality of being able to build on that site. There were questions as to whether it was being built on filled lake bed, which would be a violation of our constitution, state constitution's provision against using public lands for private use. There was a lawsuit. There was actually a piece of state legislation passed and signed by then Governor Scott Walker that set the boundary so it wouldn't be considered part of filled lake bed. Then the developer, Barrett Lowe Visionary, ran into some difficulties obtaining financing. Lo and behold, in 2020, they got that financing assembled. HUD then reconfirmed the loan guarantee late this fall, and the Couture is to have a groundbreaking sometime this during the month of January. That'll be a 44-story building, 322 high-end apartments, some restaurant and retail space, and of course the street-level transit concourse that'll feature the lakefront loop of the HOP, the downtown streetcar service, which has not been able to run because even though tracks were laid on Michigan and Clybourne Street for that loop route, the connecting portion goes through the Couture's transit concourse. So this is a big deal, not just for that private developer, but for completing that portion of the HOP. And this is about a $188 million investment, with the building to open probably late summer of 2023.
Right now, it seems like 2021 is promising to be a pretty transformative year for the city of Milwaukee. What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. Some of these projects that we've just discussed, I would add for downtown, another project to watch is Ascent. This is a 25-story apartment tower, not quite as large as Couture, 259 units, but very interesting because it's using this high-grade timber, sometimes called mass timber, instead of steel and concrete for its frame. And that's an unusual but increasingly popular construction technique, and Ascent would be, if not the tallest, one of the tallest such buildings of the world when it is completed in probably July or late summer of 2022. Construction on that started right towards the end of 2020, and that's an $80 million project. So that's another one to keep your eye on. And when we look at the central city, there are a couple of interesting projects there. One that I'm really fascinated by, and I'm going to be writing about it relatively soon, is called the Community Within the Corridor. For your readers who aren't familiar with it, this is a project that is going to create about 200 apartments, affordable apartments, some commercial space, as well as recreational community space at a former industrial site at roughly 30th and Center Streets in the heart of Milwaukee's central city. Years ago, this was the old Briggs & Stratton industrial complex before it moved those operations out to Wauwatosa. It was then used for decades just for storage. Q. El Amin, a local developer, teamed up with some of his local partners in a firm out of Minneapolis, Roars Investments, and they have bought those buildings, and they are to complete their financing package very soon, and you should see renovations starting at that complex very soon, probably in the next month or two. And that's a $59 million project, again, for roughly 30th and Center Streets, a neighborhood that badly needs that type of investment, that badly needs a lot of affordable housing, that badly needs jobs. And this is all really, truly good news for that community. Community Within the Corridor, the name of the project, it should open in roughly April of 2022.
All right, well, I look forward to seeing some of these projects come to fruition. And Tom Dakin, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Joy, thank you as always.
Tom Dakin is a reporter who covers commercial real estate for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's a regular Lake Effect contributor. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.